Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your home for live and local broadcasting.
Prepare yourself for a bit of a whirlwind and a drone as well. That's how he described himself, as a drone. And please introduce yourself, sir.
Sean Turner.
Sean Turner.
Yes.
Morning, Sean.
Morning.
How are you?
All right, thank you. Thanks for bringing up the
drone. You don't sound like a drone at all.
All right. Great.
No, just move yourself a little bit closer to that microphone. It won't bite you, honestly. And we've also got... now, I forget how you described yourself. I said, how is it that you're so hyper all the time? And you said it's coffee and...
I said a bit of ADHD and coffee.
Right, okay, that's the secret.
It's the secret.
Well, it works.
You get a lot
it?
Done, let me tell you. Yeah, or sometimes nothing at all.
I bet. Are you ever like quiet and, you know, like...
Oh, rarely.
Well, you went quiet then.
I've got to really think about it. Did you see? I really was like, yeah, no, sometimes quiet, mostly loud.
Yeah.
Mostly loud,
good.
Yeah.
No, good for you. It's great. And you're coming in to make a big noise today about, you know, just in case people were sort of forgetting, and how dare you if you have. I mean, because there's something huge that's going to happen to the Isle of Wight. It's happening now. There's lots of work going in. There's lots of work involved. Lots of people are doing lots of things, and it's going to be, kicking off soon, but the majority of the Can You Hear Us project happens in September and October.
Yes.
So you're in to give us an update. Who's going first, the drone or the hyperactive persons?
Let's go. Hyperactive
person. Let's go. Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much. Yes, Can You Hear Us? So, originally, we had this celebration that's going to be happening September to October. That is still happening. It's going to be massive, island-wide, totally huge. But actually, we've got some amazing activities that are happening from now. From April. Actually, I was going to say from last week, but that's in the past now, so we can't attend those. So I'm really excited to share with you some upcoming things that are happening in April. You can find out more, if you want to, you should, via canyouhearus.uk. Shall I just go straight into it?
Yeah,
Shall I?
Can you just... What did we miss last week?
What did we miss last week? We have missed the first session of the Isle of Wight Indonesian Community's Costume Making and Dance Workshop.
Wow.
That happened on Saturday at the Cowes Methodist Church, I believe it was.
Right.
Lovely turnout. We're making costumes for the Isle of Wight Mardi Gras, which is from the new carnival company, and it's influenced by Indonesian culture. So it's got really lovely colours and stories to go alongside with it. So that happened last week.
And it was well supported.
Well supported.
So there you go. Yes. You missed out, people. So don't miss out on this.
Mm-hmm.
All right? What's coming up now?
So next week, so 16th of April, 5:30 till 7:30, we have the exhibition writing workshop with Vex Spoken Word Collective. And they are based at the Ventnor Exchange. It's a community poetry workshop. So you'll write poetry, and then that will then be featured in an exhibition throughout Ventnor Fringe this year in a venue called The Garage. Exciting. I don't have anything to drum roll with, so you'll just have to listen to my voice.
That's scary, because I saw the nails then as well.
Oh, yeah, the nails
like
came
huge.
Out. Yeah, they're actually really big. Anyone and everyone is welcome to attend that, so please, please go. That's at Ventnor Exchange. In addition to Vex doing that, they also have a thing called a poetry pharmacy. So if you can tell, it's poetry writing themed. And if you're not a poet or a writer, you are still more than welcome to come along to those. So poetry pharmacy is going to be a roaming show, and members of the public will be presented with a menu of emotions that they might feel like they want to share. So maybe that's something like hopeful, joyful, inspired. And then you'll be provided a poem to read those emotions. But what we need for that to work is a bunch of poems that can be given to the members of the public. So Vex Spoken Word Collective are looking for poets and writers and enthusiasts to write those poems. And there are two poetry pharmacies coming up. One is on the 23rd of April 2026 at Boojum and Snark, 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. And the next is in June, 18th of June at Ventnor Park. And I haven't said it yet, these are all free workshops. Anybody and everybody is welcome to attend these. It's completely just for the community to have a good time, learn something new if you haven't done it before, and just get involved. It's awesome. It's awesome.
I bet the feel-good factor's good and all, isn't
it? Oh my gosh, definitely. And you might uncover, you know, things that you've not thought about before and ways of coping of things. You know, if you haven't written poems before and you've got no idea how to go about it, give it a go, because you might actually love it. It's awesome.
I think, come on, everyone's got a poem in them, haven't they?
Sure, yeah, of course.
I know that if my old mate Uncle Arthur's listening, he's written loads. This
Has
is
he?
Right up his street.
Oh,
he retired
brilliant.
Last year, and I'm pretty sure he's still finding stuff to do.
Oh,
so this would be perfect for him.
Oh, definitely.
So I'll give him a nudge.
Yeah, please do. Vex Spoken Word Collective, they're on Instagram and Facebook. They're an amazing, lovely group of people. As I say, based in Ventnor Exchange. But they get around everywhere.
There's
a good group of them.
Have you got any more on your list, or is it time to bring in the drone?
I've got one more and then the drone. Is that all right? Is that all right, Sean?
That's perfectly all right. Thank you.
Next one and last one for April, before we go on to the Somewhen Survival Society, is Braiding Roman Villa, and they have their next pre-bereavement group, which is called Journaling Life. It's an artist-led creative workshop exploring memory, collection and stories that make us who we are. These will be, think journaling, think collage, think clay work, anything that you can make that's created from personal artwork. And it's going to be led by the wonderful artist and illustrator, Lucy Bell. So that's at Braiding Roman Villa in the Education Room, April 24th, 2026, 10:30 till 12:30.
Fabulous. Now we're going to bring in the friendly drone.
Take it away, drone.
Hi. So I'm coming from the Somewhen Survival Society,
woo,
which is a new theatre company that we've set up. We're four individual theatre makers, and we've put this company together for Can You Hear Us? So we're all based on the island. We've all been working elsewhere, but we've come home around the same time, and we've all worked together historically in the past. And we've put a bit of a band together, and we're collecting stories so that we can have a kind of spoken word and storytelling and feasting and music night under the harvest moon in September.
Wow, that sounds brilliant. That's sort of music. And what do you play?
A drummer in a past life.
Right.
But I don't think I'll be playing. We'll have some great musicians who will accompany all the storytelling. And with the stories will come food that basically brings to life the story. The stories will be rooted in mythology and folklore from around the areas where we'll be telling the stories, in village halls in Knighton, Shelfley and Freshwater. We're starting that journey in the next couple of weeks with some foraging walks, where we'll start at those village halls, and then within an hour we'll have explored the local areas. Sometimes we go down to the sea. I don't know all the routes yet, but basically finding wild food on your doorstep in those areas. And basically we're linking the food that grows in that area just around where you live to old folklores and stories that are associated with those foods, like the samphire, and which is known as the mermaid's kiss. Yeah, which is, it's got several reasons. I guess the mermaid's kiss is that salty, very evocative of a salty burst when you bite into a bit of samphire. But also, it was known as, you could locate it on the edge of the waterside where the sea doesn't quite reach. So if you'd been shipwrecked or crashed on the rocks, you knew you could, if you were holding some samphire, you were safe from the clutches of the ocean. Because but a lot of those stories tell you where you can locate those things that were harvested naturally in these communities, you know, farming communities and pre-Tesco Sainsbury's. Can I say any of these words? But
other supermarkets are available. That's what we've got to say. Do you know what? I don't know where to start, but let's start with the foraging.
Yeah.
This sounds like a whole load of fun. And somebody asked me recently, do you ever do anything like that? And I said, no, because knowing my luck, I'd pick up something that's poisonous and it'll kill me.
If
you've got an expert,
yeah,
this is a perfect opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a fantastic human, a good pal of mine, who's a theatre designer and also a food, wild food, gardening fanatic, Sam Wire, who's a part of our team, but his knowledge, what he loves about art, is in equal measure to what he knows about wild foraging and growing. So he's a magician.
How do we get involved in that? Because I want to go foraging.
Yeah, all of the information's on our website, and you can book one of these walks if you go to somewhensurvivalsociety.org. somewhensurvivalsociety.org.
Wonderful.
And in Knighton, we've got a walk happening on the 25th. That's starting at Knighton Village Hall at 10 a.m. And in Shelfleet the following day at 10 a.m. And at Freshwater on the 26th at 2 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah.
So we can book up or just turn up?
Well, you could just turn up, but we'd like to know, we'd like to keep it to around about 20 people per walk, because otherwise it gets a bit too, you can't hear what Sam's saying from the back. So we want to control numbers a little bit.
Right. Yeah. And what does, I know this is a stupid question, but what does a forager wear? What am I supposed to wear when I turn up?
You wear, it's a good question, it's comfortable shoes and prepare for the weather. You could bring a notepad, because then the things that Sam will tell you which to pick and what not to pick. You can keep that scrawled away and make some notes so you know what to look for later on. There's nothing better than actually picking the thing and like dry pressing it. Or your phone. We can do it all by phone now. But you can take the photos, you can do that. But so there's something nice about a notepad to be able to jot it down.
That's brilliant. I'd love to go on one of those. Just because I've never... I mean, I remember going and getting a load of mushrooms a few years ago, and I guess now lucky we would have been that they were actually mushrooms.
Yeah, right.
Because by the time we got home, we'd have eaten them. Yeah. And we had.
Yeah.
It's a bit like going scrumping and things like that years ago. You go and get your apples from the tree and all sorts. But the actual proper foraging, I'm guessing, on the ground mainly.
We'll be concentrating on plants and leaves and stems and flowers rather than mushrooms. It's only it's a quick introduction. And just as important as the actual plants are these little stories that we're going to weave through it as well. Mm. So you'll hear some of those on the walk.
And I'm guessing the food reflects the time as well, the food that you're going to eat.
There you go. Yeah. So we're doing... these in spring, but then the show that we're leading up to and we're collating stories for the storytelling event, it'll be how you could have used those and cured them or pickled them or prepared them for when we eat them in autumn.
Right.
So there will be a through thread between the seasons. And so when we come to tell the stories in September, we'll also be able to eat those foods that have been stored and kept and prepared in a way that is evocative of those folklore stories.
How fascinating. And how strange that people have asked me recently, when you retire in a few years' time, I've got a few years yet, what are you going to do? And one of the things I'm going to do, going to get a white coat and a shed and somewhere where a scientist can go and work and do the things that you're talking about now, pickling things and just trialing and stuff like that. I know you're looking at me now thinking he's a mad scientist. He's a mad scientist.
That's a good thing.
But I can't wait for it.
It's a great aspiration.
Because it's something I've always wanted to do but never had the time to do. But I might trial it.
This is it. Please come. Sam does it. Sam is incredibly busy. He's a professional freelance worker. You go in his studio... He has a whole wall of things that are being brewed and pickled and that he just, you know, just knows what he's doing, so we can just pick it
fabulous.
Up and shove it in some sugar and water and away we'll have that in 6 months.
I'm glad I'm glad you said sugar, because I thought you were going somewhere else with that. Anything else you want to add on that?
I think directing people to our website so they can keep in touch with the events that we're going to have going forward. We're also on Instagram as the Somewhen Survival Society. And come along, get involved.
And I love the Somewhen.
Yeah.
Because that is typical Isle of Wight, isn't it?
It is very Isle of Wight.
Do you know what? We've had a load of jingles produced for our DAB launch this coming Saturday, and one of the jingles has the word Somewhen in it.
Oh, brilliant.
Also Namit and other things as well, but it's a typical Isle of Wight thing.
That's it. Well, that's what we're going to be focusing on, is the local. Those qualities, those words. And how they reach through time and come back to us now, because it's important. You know?
Fantastic.
It's a celebration, like food, right? It comes all way full circle, Isle of Wight celebration, and it's got all aspects of it. I love it. I'm so excited for it.
And free, too, food. I mean, I'm guessing the food is like you're just going out yourself.
It's right there.
A couple of whatever it is that's on the ground there and forage.
Mm-hmm.
There's
nothing
all
like
for it.
Just walking down to your local hedgerow and just picking some flavours, you know. Giving it a bit of a wash first, but you know, getting the
other hedgerows are available. All right. Anything else you want to add, Sam?
Anything else? Stay in touch with us at creativeisland_IW. Follow us on socials, and we're sharing just as much as everything for Can You Hear Us, and we just want you to be involved.